Hello and welcome to the Corn Dog and Mr. Pickles Show.
Hello,
I'm Corn Dog.
I am Mr. Pickles.
And this is our show, and we talk about anything and everything, weird stuff and cool stuff and not so cool stuff and off topic and whatever the hell we want to, I guess.
Anything under the sun.
Yeah. So that's about it. So, like, I mean, if you like paranormal stuff, we'll talk about some ghosty stuff, some UFO, some Bigfoot sex. I don't know. Bigfoots do have sex. I imagine.
Yeah, they have to. There's only one reason we've seen them for so many years.
They just keep banging in the woods. Could you imagine walking in up on, like, just like, you know, you're squirrel hunting one day. Where are those critters?
What are these?
Yeah, and you hear
banging in the woods.
What?
I think the one ultimate question too: does Bigfoot have a human dick? Normal human dick? Is it a big hairy dick, or is it like a Red Rocket dog dick?
I don't know, because I'm not gonna lie. I googled gorilla dicks the other day. You know, and
I can only imagine what you found.
Yeah, it was weird.
Do you click all or images?
Oh, definitely images. Because I wanted to get right to the point.
Right.
So, I mean, it was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like this weird hybrid dog human dick thing.
Okay.
But
did you get self-conscious at all?
No, but I would like to picture my Bigfoot stick like just beg swang and...
Oh, it has to be a thigh slapper.
Yeah, I think it's like a big old human wiener.
Yeah.
Except just fucking covered in hair. just nasty dreadlocked out. I don't know how that worked then.
That's got to feel uncomfortable for Mrs. Sasquatch.
Maybe it has to be the dog dick thing.
You think?
Yeah, because you think on some of the pictures you'd seen, you'd just see a fucking dangling hanging.
It's got to be anatomy correct. I can't even say that word.
Anatomically. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like picturing my Bigfoot with a dog dick. You know? That's just me.
Right.
But anyways, some paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
Weird stuff, stupid shit we find on the internet, stuff that happens to us. That's the kind of things you can kind of
personal expect, experiences.
I guess.
We'll tie it in.
Yeah. And for the record, I've never seen Bigfoot's dick. But I would look.
I would, yeah. I'd make eye contact for sure.
That'd be the first thing I'd look at. Oh, fuck, Bigfoot! Yeah.
Look at that hog.
That's a thigh slapper. Good for you. Is he upset?
Should I not look at his dick?
It's out, bro.
Yeah, it's there for the world to see.
Yeah. Maybe cover it up. I don't know what to tell you. But, as we said, I'm Corn Dog, and this is Mr. Pickles, and we're going to tell you a little bit about us, because you don't know who we are. And we don't know who you are.
First episode.
And, you know, there's probably going to be like maybe three people are going to listen to this. First episode over the first week that we drop.
Fingers crossed for four.
If we get four, I'm buying a lottery ticket.
What?
$2 scratcher.
We're going halfsies.
Like the ones where you scratch off the letters and you got to find like the word.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Because the suspense is fucking crazy. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
it's like
playing,
it's like bingo or crossword.
But so we'll just kind of do a little thing to figure out like who we are. And you kind of get a feel of, I guess, who we are. So the first thing I thought we should do is... We're going to tell you about our pet peeves.
Yes.
And we haven't discussed anything that we're going to talk to you on the show about with each other so far. So some of the things I have, he doesn't know. And the things that he has, I might necessarily know. So
exactly.
I'll let Mr. Pickles go first. What is a pet peeve? And you said you had a couple wrote down.
Yeah.
So you get peeved a lot, I guess.
I mean, one of my pet peeves, I hate seeing it. The other one, it's kind of like a comedy pet peeve, you should say.
Okay.
So my first one is... I don't like flat bill hats.
You don't like flat bill hats?
No.
On other people?
Other people, anywhere. If I see someone wearing one, I'm thinking, why do you have that? Are you trying to look like a duck? It's a flat bill, you know? Mm-hmm. I just don't like it.
Just don't like it?
It's not a traditional, normal-looking hat like I wear. I wear all kinds of, you know, hats, but they're all bent.
Mm-hmm.
They might be the low profile. But the flat bill, like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to serve, like, drinks on top of it? Is it a table? What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a flat bill hat. I don't have a flat bill hat. I had the one hat where so all my hats have the huge curve to it, I guess. Not a huge curve, but I had one hat that I really liked, and it wasn't a flat bill, but it was like a hybrid. It's like if a flat bill and a regular hat fucked, and then there was this hat.
It's that low profile.
Yeah.
It's like a slight bend.
Yeah.
It's like the intermingle between flat and curved. Okay.
Yeah. So I've never had a flat bill one. No. I don't plan on having one either.
The only flat bill I ever got was at that Royals game we went to.
Yeah, that was a flat bill.
And they
bill
gave
one.
Them out.
Yeah.
I don't wear it. It's in my man cave.
Yeah.
I will never wear it. I mean, I wore it that day for sheer enjoyment.
And we were drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
We had some beers.
Yeah. Plenty of beers. I don't know what it is. I don't like them. I don't like other people wearing them. Yeah. And if I see them, I kind of get upset. I get more irritated than I get upset.
Oh, fuck.
Like, that's the hat you chose today?
That's the decisions you're making in your life?
Exactly, yeah. So tell me one of your pet peeves.
Okay, so I only got one, because when I started thinking about pet peeves, this is the one that came to mind. This is the one that I have. And I know I have probably others.
Okay.
And they're just not as prevalent. Like, they're just not.
Sure.
You know. So the one is, maybe this is a Midwestern thing. I don't know. If I'm driving,
uh-huh,
and you're driving the opposite direction towards me, and I wave at you, and I don't care if I know you or not know you, I wave at people.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's, like I said, maybe it's a Midwestern thing. And I wave at you.
Okay.
You make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we're driving 70 fucking miles an hour towards each other. We're doing 30.
Yeah.
And we make eye contact, and you elect to not wave back at me.
Yeah, you just stare at you like a goon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I get so fucking mad. Like, there's been times there's like, so I'm not like generally an angry person. Like, there's not things I don't flip out on stuff. You know, I think I'm pretty calm. I don't fucking punch holes in my drywall like a Kyle, but you know,
or a Chad.
Yeah.
God damn it! Oh, Monster Energy.
Yeah. Boing. I don't know where that boing came from.
It's just
a boner.
Fine.
No, it's a boner sound. That's what I figured.
They get erections when they punch drywall.
Yeah.
Mm. It turns them on.
But I get so fucking angry. There's been times like, oh. I'm going to whip a Yui. Look, pull him over. Hey, I waved at you, bud. What are you doing, sir? I waved at you.
You're going to road rage over a wave.
And you elected to... You made a conscious decision not to wave back at me. Why not?
Yeah. What's their thought process there?
Are you a dick? Are you a fucking asshole?
Maybe they saw someone wearing a flat bill and decided, you know what? Fuck everybody today. I'm not going to wave.
I guess
not waving.
Is he wearing a flat bill hat? Fuck him. My hat has a curve, sir.
A hard curve. Just like my dick.
Now, what I want you to do, yeah. Just like my dick. Please get away, sir.
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to do is raise the left hand off the wheel and wave at me.
In a friendly gesture to show that you're waving back.
I'm going to call the cops. I don't give a fuck what you do. Wave at me next time you see me. That sets me off.
Now, does that also include, like, say you give them, like, your hands on the top of the steering wheel and you do, like, you know, the one finger or two finger kind of, like, nod, mm-hmm, like, hey, you know, like a shortened wave?
That's how I wave. So I'm not, like, waving out the fucking window, like, hi.
Yeah, you're not like, oh, hear about my day.
Hey, be my friend, please. It's me driving.
Yeah.
And I just go.
Okay.
You know,
it's
full
it's
hand.
Subtle.
You know,
it's
I'm still, like, wave, I guess my, like, thumb's still on the wheel,
okay,
I guess. And I'm just like.
You're like, hey.
And they make eye contact and they see me. And I know that it works because other people wave at me.
Yeah.
And it's like the first, the five people before you waved.
Yeah. It's
you
a
elected,
control study.
You elected to not fucking do it.
Yeah.
So tell me why I shouldn't kill you.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, why should I not cut your fucking head off right now?
Because I will do it.
Waving, okay.
I have a small pocket knife and I will fucking cut your head off. It might take me a while. And your grandson in the back seat might be screaming his fucking head off.
It's like on 127 hours where he's got to use a pocket knife to cut his arm off.
Oh, gee whiz.
I will cut your head off.
Just wave.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to say, guys.
Well, sorry. Wave back, please. Yeah. If you see corn dog out there.
Just wave for the little corn
just
dog.
Just wave. Make it subtle.
You know, you don't gotta go all out. Just,
you don't have to throw streamers out the window and
friendly.
A
and I will, if you wave at me before I wave at you, God damn it, I'm gonna wave back at you.
Exactly.
I don't look like, who the fuck's this goon? No,
yeah.
I wave.
Yeah.
I'm just a waver.
Don't be a hypocrite about it. Wave back.
Some people are huggers. I'm a waver.
You're a waver.
I like to wave.
Exactly.
Right. You said you had another one?
I do. So this one, it's just kind of more funny. I used to wear cargo shorts a lot,
mm-hmm,
but you know, fashion trend, you kind of steer away from those. But I get really peeved when I'm not wearing cargo pockets and I need them. So say like I need to carry other shit, mm-hmm, you know, like, oh, you hold my keys? you know, something like that. I need to put them in a pocket, and then I just have the two pockets on my, you know, somewhat shorter shorts with no cargo pockets.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're bulging out my two front pockets. It irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah, I hate putting shit in my front pockets.
Oh, I know it. Like, you just
make a douche. I have my cell phone in my front left pocket, and then mm-hmm. I have my, I carry a, I don't know what you call it. It's a wallet that's a, it's not a money clip, but it has, it's a condensed wallet. So it's not like one of those bifold, trifold ones. It's just a condensed one. And I put that in my front pocket.
Yeah.
If I have anything else in my fucking pockets, it's like, what the fuck?
You're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. But the cargo shorts, people make fun of them all the fucking time.
Exactly.
But I guarantee you, all my fucking shorts are cargos.
Yeah.
I still have
cargo shorts.
I mean, they're more of a, I don't know if you call them a, underlining cargo short. I mean, they're not like the big bulgy pockets on the sides. Like, hey, I'm gonna go on a fucking adventure here
raging
soon.
Into Vietnam right now.
Yeah. Hey, me and Indiana Jones are gonna go fucking find
exactly.
something.
Yeah.
You know.
But I get really peeved when I'm in that scenario where I have to, you know, carry extra baggage. Mm-hmm. And I don't have those extra pockets.
You should wear a fanny pack.
You think?
Yeah. I got. I do have one. First of all, it was a great buy. The price was right. And it's kind of like a tactical one.
Why not have it?
So I was like, you know what? It looks kind of manly. The manliest cargo or manliest fanny pack you can get.
I mean, to wear it manly, do you have to wear it to the side or right up front? Dude, right where all the business is.
I wear it on the side.
On the side.
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes I wear it in front, but it's mainly on the side. But it also has an attachment where you can put it on your thigh.
Ooh.
So, like, when you're really getting fucking tactical. And I just use, like, when I'm going ghost hunting.
This is a holster fanny pack.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? I need a place to put my camera, my voice recorder, my EMF detector, a Babe Ruth candy bar.
Don't want to get hungry.
You can't put
in
that
the
in
middle
your pocket.
Of investigation.
It'll get fucking melty. And that's just, like, the right place for it.
Yeah.
So, this is where I would just have a ghost hunting fanny pack. And then I was like, you know what? This also has other things I can use this for in my daily life, but it just haven't been ballsy enough to just wear a fucking fanny pack to Walmart or walking with the family and just, well, you need another wet nap? You need a wet nap? Let me just dig in here.
I got it right here. I don't know. You've kind of convinced me to get a fanny pack now.
Maybe we should both get them.
We'll go together.
Okay.
Like, we'll shop for fanny packs together. People ask, like, what are you looking for? Like, matching fanny packs?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, what?
Like, not too gay?
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with gay people, but
no,
I'm just
not
like,
a problem at all.
You know what? I just want to be like, hey, here's a dude.
Yep.
And here's his fanny pack. And it's not screaming, I'm a weirdo.
Right.
I just want to fucking put some things in it.
Carry my shit in there.
Yeah.
Oh. I get it. I might get one now.
Fuck. let's go shop for fanny packs. All right, and so what else can we get to know us with? Maybe a fucking story.
Okay.
So,
I mean, we have plenty of them.
I know. Some of them are not how we can, well, our wives don't approve.
Normal people would not involve themselves in these kind of situations that we do.
So, we have the Savannah story.
Yes.
And that takes place during, I mean, that could be a whole episode in its fucking self,
really. It really could.
You know, a damn near fucking movie. And there's, think about how drunk we were in Savannah.
Yeah.
And the things we do remember, think about the shit we don't remember.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, there was that first night.
In Orlando or Savannah? Or, because we went,
went to Orlando first.
So, for the listeners, we flew down to Orlando, where my cousin picked us up, and we stayed the night in Orlando, and then we drove from Orlando to
Savannah, Georgia,
and we stayed there for two nights,
yep,
and then we drove back to where my cousin was in station of Valdosta, and we drove his truck from there all the way back home.
Well, he got sent away.
Yeah, living a fucking rough life.
Yeah.
In the Air Force in Spain.
All
oh,
his travels.
My God. Oh, geez. So I have to live in this 4-bedroom penthouse by myself?
I mean, all these exotic foods.
I have to drive this Jaguar. Oh, geez.
My life sucks.
I have to go to this conference at a 5-star hotel. Boo-hoo.
I get paid vacations at resorts. Mm-hmm. I don't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Look at this weekend, Marcus. guess I'm going to go to the Philippines, then London, and then France.
I'm on holiday. He says shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm on holiday.
How many holidays do you fucking get? I guess as many as I want. I'm
in
the Air Force.
Why didn't I join the Air Force?
Yeah. I guess because I'm fucking stupid, I guess.
Yeah. didn't think that would help.
No shit, though. When I did join, so I enlisted, right, in the Army. And then coming back from, literally coming back from enlisting in the Army and get back to Manhattan.
Yep.
There's a fucking billboard in Aggieville, and it said Air National Guard. And I was like, what? So what are we doing?
What was that a month ago?
Yeah, brand new. I'm like, is that not the thing? Like, obviously I didn't do much research.
Right.
I was like, yeah, Army says they'll pay for school.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So I call them up. I'm like, hey, I just enlisted in the Army. Saw your billboard.
Can I switch?
He was like, ah, no. No, you can't.
There's just nothing they can do?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck, for real? He's like, no. I was like, you can, you know, do your turn, you do your time and get out, maybe try to get in the Air Force. I was like, well, fuck, I'm going to do it right now. What the fuck are you doing? I don't want to be a pilot or anything. I don't know. Can I do something else with you guys?
Yeah.
Here's my scores. Yeah, we'd love to have you. You just can't. We just don't do swap. We don't swap.
We can't trade. It's not like a fantasy draft.
Yeah. Well, fuck. So, he made the right decision. I obviously didn't. But so we'll talk about Savannah some other time, because I do want to talk about it.
That could be a whole episode in itself.
Yeah.
There's so much to elaborate on.
But
yeah.
We'll just talk about the time where I asked you for help.
Okay.
I said, hey, Justin, would you mind helping me go pick up some weightlifting equipment, you know, in hindsight, that I'll never fucking use?
Yeah.
I just have the urge to buy this because I think it's a great deal, and I think I'm going to get fucking pumped and swole, and I think that will you help me pick this up?
Yeah.
And you said, sure, let's go grab my father-in-law's trailer.
Yeah.
So we did.
Mm-hmm.
We left at, like, I want to say 10.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it was
when
early.
It all
Sorry.
Started. That's when we started, at 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
We go up there, and we kind of half-assed knew the guy. Mm-hmm. We kind of bullshit just a little bit.
Yeah.
We had to go to the trailer first.
Yeah.
You already have. You'll be able to the trailer.
We got the trailer.
Went up there.
Got it.
Got no beers involved.
None yet.
No. Go up there, get the stuff, bullshit with the guy a little bit, come back to my house. I think you helped me put the stuff in the house.
Yeah.
You tell me to take it up there?
Yep.
And then you're going to take the trailer back.
And
which
you came with me.
Yeah, which obviously... He was like, I'm going to take the trailer back to my father-in-law's house. And I was like, I'll help you.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I got it. I mean, literally. And I was like, I'll fucking help you. Just,
so let me do this.
So that's when my wife's like, I'm going to go help Justin take the trailer back real quick. Right back. And she has no fucking clue. She's like, yeah, okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
So we go back. And then didn't your father...
He came out with beers.
So he initiated.
He instigated.
Your father-in-law came out. I was like, you guys want some of these Bud Lights?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we're Bush Light guys.
Yeah, we're Bush Light guys, but lights are fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
We'll take it. Yeah, we're not gonna
free beer. It's cold.
Yeah.
So I think he had like four of them, so two apiece, whatever. So we drop him off, listen to whatever his bullshit story he had to fucking tell, how cool he is or whatever. Like nod her head. Yeah, that's a neat story.
Yeah.
Neat. Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Open the beer, go down his driveway. He lives right on the edge of town, and then we're like, you're about to take a right to go back in town. I was like, go straight. I was like, go straight. He's like, go straight. He's like, ah, fuck it. We got these two beers. Go straight. That's a dirt road. It'll take you back over here, and then we can swing back this way.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Took that. We get back to the road that we could go left to go
to go
to
home.
Bumfuck,
or
take a right, and then go home.
Uh-huh.
I was like,
yeah,
take a fucking left. We got a beer and beer left, right?
We were feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm like, why should the journey end?
It was a great day.
Yeah.
It was like,
it's perfect.
I don't even know what fucking season it was. It was.
I mean,
it was not.
Either.
So I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So it was either.
I was wearing a cutoff.
Early
That's
spring,
how nice it was.
Or going, yeah. So it's probably early spring,
yeah.
Early summer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, beers are flowing.
Beers are feeling great.
Yeah, and then we pull that old trucker guy over.
Yeah,
that trucker. He's a farm truck.
Yeah, just on a random,
just random
gravel
road. And we're like, hey,
where's the nearest
place we can buy beer?
Yeah,
and he was like, back that way, and he pointed to a home.
Yeah,
and we're
like,
no,
go home yet.
I'm trying to go that way.
We'll go that way, sir.
He's like, I don't know. I'm like, fuck it, we'll find it. So just keep cruising down dirt road. Come to this little town.
Uh-huh.
Jump out this gas station, and what do we buy? 30 pack.
We bought a 12 pack.
12 pack. Okay.
We didn't know what kind of shenanigans we were gonna get into.
It was very early. We're like, you know what? 12 pack.
12 pack should suffice. At
so
the time.
You know what? Our wives should be proud of the fact that.
We took that responsibility.
We didn't. We could have bought a 30 pack.
It
was there.
Worse.
That option was there.
It was.
Got 12 pack. Continued on back roads into the direction not towards home.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, by this time, for the listeners, we are probably 20 miles away from home.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it has to be about 20 miles.
And so now we're going to go the not opposite way, but now we're just going to cut it back west.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we're cutting back west to another small town.
Yeah.
While we're drinking.
Yeah.
And we decide, you know what? There's this bar here. Let's go in here and fucking see what they have to offer.
Small town bar.
Yeah.
We go in and order picklebacker shots.
Yeah.
And we tell them, like, nah, just nothing expensive. Just your bottom shelf stuff.
Yeah, fuck it.
He grabs a big old bottle of Crown.
Yeah, and we're like, no, no, no.
No, no, sir.
Like, give me the bullshit whiskey, you know?
Yeah. And he said, this is the bullshit whiskey.
He's like, it's also a top shelf and bullshit. This is all we have.
Yeah.
I'm like, no shit. He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Well, I mean, and our attitude of that part of the day was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's just go with it.
Yeah. And if you've never had a picklebacker shot, which it took me a while to do it because it's a mind fuck, basically. So basically, you take two shot glasses. One's whiskey, one's pickle juice.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot the whiskey,
yep.
But immediately shoot the pickle juice.
You can't chase it.
Fucking cancels everything out.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a, depending on how fast you are, there's a split second of that nasty burn bullshit.
Makes you think you're just drinking pickle juice.
Yeah. And there was no hint of whiskey. There's no hint of, oh, I just fucking, there's no burn. It's like that. And it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to do. I mean, there was numerous times, like, I think the first time I ever took it. I spit up all over the fuck. Not puke, but like, oh, I can't believe what the fuck's going on.
What is this in my mouth?
What the fuck's going on? But once you do, it's like, oh my god,
this is kind of pleasant.
And it's very dangerous because yes. You're like, oh, let's just do that one again.
Yeah, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did it multiple more times.
Yeah.
And mind you, I was supposed to be at my father-in-law's for his birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we just skipped that.
Yeah.
All together. Yeah.
So after this, I guess we decided we head back in the general direction of home.
Somewhat. But we took the most back
obscure back roads ever.
Yeah. Roads that people don't even take ever.
So, I think this is the point where, oh, we forgot about the snake. Where do you see the snake at?
That was
on some dirt road. That was before.
It was before, after we hollered the guy down for, hey, where do we get more beer at?
Yeah.
More alcohol.
Yeah.
And we found this dead snake on the road. And you're deathly afraid of snakes.
I don't even know why the fuck I even got out for this time.
I don't mind snakes when we got in the bit.
And so, yeah, it wasn't a poison. It wasn't like a rattlesnake copperhead. It was like a some dickhead snake. I don't know.
And it was very dead. I don't even think it had a head, honestly. But, yeah, we pick it up, play with it, did whatever, yeah. Drank more beer.
Mm-hmm.
We tied it to my trailer hitch. Remember
that?
Yeah. And we drove around with it.
Yeah.
It lasted the whole day. Like, I got home and it was in my garage.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we did that before we got to the flag the guy down. Then we go.
Can you imagine though if someone just pulled up and we're just in the middle of a gravel road, just being drunk and videotaping recording ourselves with a dead snake?
Could you imagine someone pulling up to the next part?
Yeah. We should go on to that part.
So now we are X amount of beers deep.
Mm-hmm.
X amount of picklebackers deep.
Middle of nowhere.
Dirt road. And I fucking think it'd be a great idea. Hey, Mr. Pickles. Why don't you just strip down? Or no, why don't I just strip down? Not you strip down.
Yeah.
And would you play Texas Tornado by, is it Tracy Lawrence?
Yeah.
Texas Tornado by Tracy Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
And then videotape me spinning around naked in the middle of this dirt road.
Yeah. Mind you, I was very surprised that you just decided to do that.
Yeah.
Because you just started getting naked. You got out the truck, you put it in park, you got out, and you just started stripping.
Yeah, well, and I got out and started twirling, and then you followed and played Tracy Lawrence and videotaped me.
Like a Texas tornado,
blowing me away again. I don't know the rest of the words.
I don't either.
It's a good song.
It is a great song. And you danced so well to it. I guess spun so well.
I mean, yeah. I was in my element at that point.
You were.
I took, you know, the tornado was, I was a tornado.
You were the Texas tornado.
Yeah. And
so imagine my perspective of this. I'm sitting in the driver's seat, slowly creeping, you know, driving behind you. And Corndog is just windmilling in the middle of a gravel road while this song's playing, and he's stark ass naked. Like, you're completely naked.
Yeah, and I didn't even prep for it. I didn't fluff it.
You were very all natural.
Didn't use proper grooming techniques. So,
that's
like, it wasn't my best show. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But then I got dizzy. And I fell into the fucking ditch.
You did.
Which there was like fucking water and I got muddy and then
yeah,
whatever.
But that is the one where could you imagine someone just driving up? My biggest fear was like a highway patrol was just going to pull up and be like, why didn't I clock out early? Yeah. You know, like, why didn't I go home?
Yeah. Listen, guys.
I stumble upon these two dicks. One's naked. Mm-hmm. They're clearly drunk.
Yeah. Where are you guys from? You tell them. I was never here. He just pulls over.
He just drives away.
Yeah. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah. Can you imagine that conversation back at the station?
Yeah. And then we find like a sunflower, random like ditch sunflowers.
Yeah.
And we decided to take like senior pictures. Now we're posing.
Yeah. We redid our senior pictures.
Yeah. They look great.
We like posted up against the
stop sign.
Yeah, stop sign or whatever, you know, like all.
And the sun's in the background at this point. And it was fucking great.
It was a perfect day.
Yeah, and we continued just boozing and dirt roading, and it led us to a little other small town that was directly west of the town where we live in.
I think like another 20 miles away.
Yeah. And we're like, fuck it.
What's going here?
I think there's a bar here. So we found this bar, and it was kind of like one of those moments where there's like a piano playing. There obviously wasn't a piano playing there, but it's like, you know, when the old westerns.
Saloon.
Yeah, saloon. There's like... And then like the guy walks in,
kick open the saloon doors, and then just
everybody stops and looks.
Yeah,
I think this old town farmers, they're there for their dinner.
They were eating. Yeah, it was a restaurant/bar.
Yeah, and then we walk in, just fucking hammered, drunk,
loud.
Yeah, loud. Y'all got any games? You know, and like we sit at the bar, and we start drinking, and like a couple minutes later, we look behind us, like no one else in the bar.
Yeah, everybody.
It wasn't a packed bar, but it was like.
There was, I mean, decent amount of people there.
Like 10 people in there. I mean, it's not a huge place, but I mean, decent amount of people. And there's nobody there. Like, what, are we fucking running all these people off? And they'd be like, well, we're going to be closing here in a little bit. I'm like, oh, bullshit. Well,
you're staying open, goddamn.
It's light. So they fucking tell us we're going to close. So we end up going back home.
I stole a deck of cards from
you. Yeah, you did steal a deck of cards. You're a dick.
I was mad because they were closing so early, and they had a deck of cards there, and I was like, I'm just going to take it.
Fuck your deck of cards.
Yeah, fuck you for closing so early.
Close your little me, motherfucker. Well, meanwhile,
oh, yeah.
I had shit to fucking do. You had shit to do, plus be at your father-in-law's birthday party.
Yeah.
This didn't last like an hour and a half.
No, this was an all-day event.
So you pick me up at 10, go pick it up, go back out. So let's say we left your father-in-law's house for the extravaganza at noon. So from noon
that's fair, yeah.
to like 9:30.
Uh-huh.
We were MIA.
Yeah.
And there was a point because we were out of, you know, range. Our phones didn't have service.
And they died. Our phones died.
And they died.
So our wives are just on search party mode.
Yeah.
They have no idea where we're at.
Which, given the fact that how much anxiety and worry my wife is,
yeah.
Like, I'm surprised she wasn't the one. Like every time we go okay, guys, this has happened more than once. Right?
Yeah, this is not a first occurrence.
Yeah. Your wife's the one that freaked out. Like, oh, my God. Blah, blah. My wife's like, yeah, fuck it, he'll show up.
Sometime. You know?
Yeah, but she'll freak out over anything else. But she's like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. But we do have random days where we just want to enjoy Joe's company all day and disregard everybody else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, by now they should just fucking, you know, hey, I'm going to hang out with Justin. Who's going to be there? Not just me and Justin.
they should know better.
They should probably like, oh, you know, they're going to go MIA.
See you tomorrow.
And they're going to fucking end up dead.
Yeah.
Or they'll come back. It's just like a fucking dog. If he gets out of the fucking house.
He'll come back if he does his way.
He'll come back.
Yeah.
So.
Which we did.
We did. We got scolded.
Really late at night.
And hammered fucking drunk.
Yeah.
I come in. Like, I was practicing, like, what I was going to say. And I was like, always, you know, she was so mad. And it's like, you know, when you get drunk and then you're trying very hard to not be drunk.
Yeah.
And you're like...
That's the only time you look really drunk.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? You talk to yourself like, you know what? I'm not that drunk.
Yeah.
But you're fucking hammered. You're like, you know what? You know, he starts thinking like, you know what? Realistically, I've only had probably 12 beers and 6 picklebackers.
Yeah.
This whole day.
If you think about it, how much alcohol we consumed that day.
So I probably, you know, I was thinking about like, you know what? So I'm
not that bad.
Not that bad. You know what? I had a snack.
Yeah, we ate sometime. I don't know if we ate.
No, we didn't fucking eat. No.
All the places we stopped or could have got food, we didn't get food.
All these places, the place we got beer.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, your father-in-law's house.
Yeah.
He always has fucking food.
Yeah. The little grocery store we stopped at.
The grocery store we stopped at. The first bar over at the Picklebackers.
Picklebackers, they serve food.
Yeah. He's like, you guys want a menu? I'm like, nah, fuck.
Yeah, no, just give us drinks.
Pickle juice? You got pickle juice? Like, yeah, pickle juice. I bet.
And then the last bar we stopped at, they were clearly serving food because people were eating. Fucking eating. And we ran them off.
Yeah. So, obviously. No, yep. Yeah. So, I was, you know, I'm starting to talk to myself and I'm like, yeah, I'm not that drunk. And then I walk in. Where you been? Smith and Justin. What? I just been. You're drunk, are you?
No.
No.
Why drunk, you're drunk.
I don't know why you would say that.
Yeah.
I got into some ragweed and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That's why I sound really nasally right now.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't throw up.
You don't love me, do you? What the fuck? What are you talking about? You've been MIA for 9.5 hours.
You know, when I got home, my wife was like, you know, you missed my dad's birthday dinner. And all I could think of at the time was like, what did you guys eat?
You saved me a plate?
Yeah. She brought me home any leftovers. It wasn't an apology like, oh, my bad. It was what did you guys eat? Was it fun? Did you have fun?
Did you have fun?
Is the kids tired?
Yeah. Oh fuck!
Yeah, that's just that's just the gist of what the shenanigans we get into sometimes.
All right, so what we're gonna do now is we're gonna take a break. We're gonna go to our sponsor.
Okay.
And we're gonna take a break, and because I gotta pee.
Yes.
You gotta pee?
Yeah.
Maybe we can cross swords. I have streams. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
Never cross the streams.
Never cross streams. Or sword. Well, okay. Savannah story. We sword.
Orlando. Yeah.
I was peeing. You had to pee.
Uh-huh.
And then you thought, oh, I'm going to go fucking pee with Eric.
What?
It's not a urinal. It's a fucking toilet.
It's a toilet in a hotel.
And then you come in. I'm midstream fucking pissing, drinking.
Rocking a hard piss.
And you come in just rocking a hard piss.
Yeah.
And you decide to snap it.
Yeah.
Then you
send Snapchat.
Then you put it on your story.
Yeah.
I don't even realize. The next morning you wake up like, oh, fuck, I put it on my story.
And like, no, I woke up.
And your aunt saw it.
To a text from my wife said, check your Snapchat. And I was like, okay. Opened it up, and there's our dongs just hanging, pissing, sword fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over my Snapchat. Scrolled through.
Who saw it?
Everybody saw it. My aunt saw it. She was the one that texted me also and said, do you know that's on your Snapchat? I was like, I do now.
But realistically, what do you think? And
you're a two-tone guy. And mind you, we're on Orlando time. So everybody back home in Kansas is already up watching Snapchat while we're still passed out and sword fighting on Snapchat.
Oops. Yeah. Oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Well, today's show is not brought to you by Mitchum Deodorant. So good you can skip a day.
You can.
They are not our sponsor, but they are a fake sponsor.
They are a fake sponsor.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Mitchum's a good brand.
We appreciate them.
We appreciate them. They have that line out that has curve. Like Curve Clone.
Yes.
I do enjoy Curve Clone, like when I was in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a great clone
today. Yeah, my grandma bought it for me all the time.
Yeah.
Every Christmas.
What's bullshit is, like, I don't buy stuff for myself hardly ever. So, like, for the past 2 Christmases.
Yeah.
No shit. Like, my mom asked me for something, and you know, and I'll tell her, like, I don't want anything expensive. So, I'm like, you know what? Curve Clone, I used to like that. And I don't wear cologne a lot for my job. I don't need to wear cologne. I'm going to get sweaty and dirty anyways.
Exactly.
But it's a nice smelling. It's subtle.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mom, at Walmart, they have a Curve Cologne set for a body wash, beard. I don't know. There's like 3 things in there.
Yeah.
She asked me. And it's 2 Christmases now. She hasn't got it for me. I'm like, why the fuck are we even? Why are we having this conversation?
Why are we talking about
just
it?
Just give me the pair of jeans and a hoodie you're going to fucking give me anyways. You know? But anyways, thank you, or not thank you, or do thank you to our fake sponsor, not a sponsor,
Mitchum
pretend
Deodorant.
Sponsor.
Pretend sponsor.
Mitchum Deodorant. Again, so good, you can skip a day. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back.
Welcome back.
That pee was delightful.
It was.
Which, so I have 2 bathrooms. I was like, you can go first. You're like, all right, cool. And then you go, and I'm sitting here fucking like holding it. And I'm like, I really got
to
go.
I was kind of waiting for you to come in. We cross streams again.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I have 2 fucking bathrooms. Why am I waiting?
Why are we doing this?
All right. So this part of the show, we're going to do, you know, let's play a game. And each show, hopefully each show, unless we do like a special, like we talked about for the, since it's October.
Georgia show.
Well, we just Georgia show. Fuck yeah, that might make it into a Netflix special.
That's right.
Wild. People are like, oh, you're probably not wild. No, motherfucker, it was wild.
No, we get weird.
It was fucking yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
So each game, each show, we're going to have a game of some sort. Unless it's like a special show, maybe like I said, it's October, so we might have a paranormal show where we just discuss mm-hmm. something all paranormal. And maybe we can incorporate a show into that, or a game into that show, but we don't know yet. But this one, we're going to play called the Florida Man Game.
All right.
All right. So.
Everybody knows what Florida Man is,
yeah,
right?
Everybody knows what Florida Man is. So if
you see the headlines.
If you're on social media, yeah. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, I'm sure Instagram has some sort of it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big Instagram guy. My wife loves fucking Instagram for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The Florida Man, obviously, is... They always have these wild headlines like, Florida Man does this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So on this Florida Man game, we're each going to read three Florida Man like news headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Two of them are real. One of them is fake.
Okay.
So I'll read my three. You have to figure out which one's fake.
Okay.
You read your three. You have to figure, or I have to figure out which one's yours fake.
Okay.
Okay?
Ready.
You want to go first? Want me to go first?
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, fuck you.
Okay. 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 First Florida Man headline I have.
Okay.
Florida Man caught on video licking doorbell.
Okay.
Like a Ring doorbell.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Florida Man arrested for throwing a live alligator into a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Florida Man attacks Santa Claus at the mall with nunchucks because he didn't give his kid a candy cane. Like after he, you know, told Santa what he wanted for Christmas.
Fuck.
Attacked him with nunchucks. Yeah. Which one of those do you think is fake?
Well, I can kind of see a Florida Man just beating the fuck out of a mall Santa.
Right.
Just because they're just getting wild.
There's some notorious characters down there.
Yeah. But the one with throwing the alligator,
mm-hmm.
That's
wild.
That's just too Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just like...
I mean, it makes sense. They have gators down there.
Fucking makes sense.
Just throw one in a window.
It's like the door ring bell, I mean. Or, yeah, the Ring doorbell.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of...
Yeah. The dude just goes up and starts licking it for like an hour. So what's your thoughts? Which one do you think is fake?
I'll go with the Wendy's alligator one.
You're wrong.
Fuck.
It's so true.
Is it?
Yeah. Can you imagine? That's like your job and you're just...
I want my junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. You gave me regular nuggets. I wanted spicy nuggets.
Take this gator.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened.
Holy fuck.
The fake one was the Santa Claus at the mall.
Santa Claus
I
one.
Made that up. I just made it up.
I made that up.
I did.
It's not real.
It's not real. Never happened.
Why won't you believe me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it probably has. Maybe you should.
Yeah, it could. It'd probably happen tomorrow now.
Yeah.
Well, it's not Christmas.
Yeah. It's 2020, so fuck you.
Yeah.
This just in, Florida Man beats the shit out of Santa Claus with nunchucks.
In October.
It's not even fucking Christmas. That's what we said, but it's 2020, so anything can happen.
And it's Florida.
And Bigfoot ran out with his dog, Nick. They all thought he had a regular song.
It's covered in hair.
Yeah. All right. So my Florida Man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw giant penis on radar.
Shut up.
Okay.
So just dicks on radar.
Just drew a dick on radar.
Okay.
Homeless Florida man arrested for stabbing another homeless man for taking his spot after he declared quack quack seat back.
Like on a park bench?
Yeah. Or, I think it was a corner.
Oh, okay.
Because that's his area.
Oh,
where he was gonna
where he's getting money.
Yeah.
Okay. Quack quack seat back.
Florida man disguised in bull costume tries to burn down ex-boyfriend's house with pasta sauce.
Wait, what? With pasta sauce?
Like
he just tries to overcook it?
Florida man disguised in bull costume.
Okay.
Tries to burn down ex-boyfriend's house with pasta sauce.
Man, I feel like that one's like really detailed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just as detailed as my attacking a Santa Claus with nunchucks.
Yeah.
I gotta go with number two, the quack quack seat back. I feel like that's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's fake. I knew it.
Well, fuck you. I knew your Santa Claus shit was fake too.
So I'm just gonna mark a one tally for Mr. Pickles there. Mr. Pickles. On the Florida Man game.
All right, so I think... what the fuck? All right, so I think I had it up. Let's see here. Okay, here it is. Because I had to look it up. Because I was like...
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, like reading, like, oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
But I was like... All right, so
I have to see this.
It says two Florida men are accused of breaking into their ex-boyfriend's home and using ragu sauce to try and burn it down. So it said they broke into the home. They stole several items, including a flat-screen TV, a window AC unit, a vacuum. The victim called 911 after being alerted by security cameras. So the authorities came. And the man initially denied burglary, but when authorities went to the home, they found a burning pot of ragu sauce and a washcloth near the stove burner, which appeared to be there in an effort to start a fire. This is a quote from an ex-boyfriend. He was trying to make it look like I left the stove on. But who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes sketty? said the victim. Both were charged with unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson. He's being held on $25,000 bond.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't know. It's Florida, so they probably just get a bunch of those money.
Just in and out. Like, you know what? Goddamn, you know, just get out of here.
Fucking get out of here.
That's such an elaborate...
Yeah.
Disgruntled ex-boyfriend, you know, redneck way.
Yeah, but I'm like, why was he in a bull?
A bull costume. He had to disguise himself.
I was like, you know what?
He's like, I don't have a ski mask right now.
I could do something else just to cover my face.
I do have that Halloween costume from last year.
I do have that fucking bull costume. I do have that bull costume.
So I'll tell you, on mine, the Florida man licking the Ring doorbell. There's an actual video of it. This dude just, middle of the night, walks up to the Ring doorbell, and obviously they have it, you know, popped up on their phone, alerted them. He's just licking the camera Ring doorbell for like over an hour, just licking it. Nothing else. Doesn't jerk off, nothing. Just licking a doorbell.
Just licking it?
Yeah. That's all he did.
What a dumb dick. All right. So the current event story, I call it current event story, I don't know what else to call it, but it's just something we found trending.
Sure.
Or a story that we found
that
we thought was interesting. Did you find one too?
I did not.
Okay. I did. And I think it'll be pretty crazy here. So I found the story, and it's new. I think it was posted, what's the day, the 3rd? So on the 2nd. New Jersey hypnotist arrested for giving illegal prostate exams to patients.
Wow.
Yeah.
You came right out the gate with that.
Yeah.
An illegal hypnotist?
No, he's a legal hypnotist, but he was giving illegal prostate exams.
Sorry.
And finger their butt.
Okay.
So it says, New Jersey hypnotist was arrested after subjecting patients to illegal prostate exams. Robert Buckner, 55, for hypnotherapy sessions, and he performs the exams. It was unclear if the patients were under hypnosis during the exam.
So they don't know if they were hypnotized or not while they were...
Well, this one says he's not a licensed doctor. He owns major mindset hypnosis counseling. And he offers services to adults, teens, and children. And so the investigation was launched after patients went to police and described their visits. He was charged with sexual assault.
This is wild.
Endangering the welfare of a child and practicing medicine without a license. So, I mean, this guy... has some issues because I'm like,
clearly
he's like, you know what, you want to quit smoking, I can hypnotize you for that.
Yeah,
he's like, you know what,
which is an actual thing people
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
that.
No, so here's my pocket watch, it's gonna be swinging back and forth, just look at it, and then you know, you're gonna go under.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, you're not gonna want a cigarette. And he's like, and people are like, fuck yeah, let's do that. And he does it, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna stick my finger in your ass,
I'm gonna shove a thumb up there,
you know. And so like they get done. He's like, oh man, I feel really weird. He's like, yeah. He's like, and just let you know, your prostate's good. And he's like, what? And they're like, what?
Excuse me?
Your prostate's good.
Yeah.
How do you know? He's like, oh, I can channel into like deep hypnotism and I can check out if your prostate's good. He's like, oh, fuck, thank you, man. You know?
Side note, do you feel like smoking a cigarette right now?
Like, no, I don't. Like, all right, cool. So refer me to your friends?
Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, most likely.
Tell everyone.
He's like, well, it's like, but, and then so he calls back later. He's like, you know what? I don't want a cigarette. He's like, well, good, dog. He's like, but I can't hold my mud. Excuse me? I was like, I just keep, you know, as soon as I left, got my car,
yeah,
and I shit my pants. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why the fuck you'd shit your pants.
Yeah.
No, that has nothing to do with me hypnotizing you and shoving my fingers in your ass.
I have a loose butthole after, not before.
Yeah.
What happened?
The elasticity is gone. There is no clench motion.
No.
Yeah.
So that's a crazy event that happened.
He should be practicing in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida man, hypnotist.
Yeah.
Gives prostate exams.
Yeah. I mean, that just blows my mind. Like, maybe there's other things he does. I don't know why you'd say prostate exam. Because, like, if there's a prostate exam, then there has to be, like, a diagnosis where, like, then he's like, you know what? Your shit's good. I mean, you're good. I mean, or is he just fisting your butthole? Or is he penetrating? Is he doing something with his naughty parts, too? I mean,
yeah. Is he jizzing everywhere while he's doing this?
Or was the news just trying to think, like, something like, oh, we can't say ass fucking his patients? You know?
We have to say prostate exam.
Yeah.
God damn
rules and regulations.
So much want to say. Volunteer got fisted thinking they were getting hypnotized.
That's what I want to say. My boss won't let me.
Stupid.
Yeah. So I don't know. Prostate exam just seems like has to be like an outcome. Like he's like, you know what? Shit, looks good.
But I mean, as the person getting hypnotized, I mean, how would you take that at the end? You don't want to smoke a cigarette, and you also have, you know, that knowledge that you don't have anything wrong with your prostate, like you don't have prostate cancer. Like, that guy figured it out for you.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, I do what the fuck I'm doing.
6 months later, you get diagnosed with prostate cancer. You're like, what the fuck, guy?
This guy just spent, like, 2 days on YouTube watching prostate exam videos. He's like, you know what? I do have a box of rubber gloves.
I feel a knot down
there. And I can go get some KY jelly.
Yeah.
Where he wakes up and he's like, you know, you do have some trauma hidden that you did relinquish to me, but I also want you to know you have some polyps on your prostate. Excuse me? What? Polyps on your prostate?
Polyps?
How do you, what
it's
do you mean?
It's a medical term.
Yeah. What do you mean polyps on my prostate?
I'm not a doctor, but it's a term.
Listen. Trust me. Go see your doctor.
Yeah. And I've been doing this a while.
Yeah. It comes out in hypnotism stuff. So, Amber Alert.
Uh-oh.
I feel like when they send Amber Alerts, I feel like everybody's going to fucking run out. I'm like,
That's the first reaction. You have to get in your car.
Go find that silver Malibu.
Go find that motherfucker.
Go find that girl.
Save those kids.
One of these days, I'm just going to go find a silver Malibu and beat the fuck out of who was driving it.
Yeah, he's like, what'd I do?
And be like, what'd you do? Like, Amber Alert, silver Malibu.
Sent to my phone. I had to go vigilante style and find this fucker.
I don't know what you did with the kid because it's not in here.
Yeah, there's no kid.
Yeah, you beat the fuck out of this guy?
Yeah, he's also a priest, so I found that part odd.
Yeah. So you might want to go to the monastery and figure out.
Let them know.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it in tomorrow.
You should probably look for that kid.
You should probably find that kid. Kid's still out there.
He's in there. I don't know. I did my part, so I don't know why you guys are slacking.
now it's in your guys' hands.
I found him for you.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's what the Amber Alert is. Yeah. They're just telling people to go out there, find these children.
Yeah. Boondock Saints, that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Go out there.
Yeah.
Take in your own hands. Fuck this dude up.
Save the kids.
Yeah. All right. So, the paranormal story. The reason why I do the paranormal story, I like paranormal shit. I like
background.
Ghost stuff.
We used to do some investigations.
Yeah.
Still kind of do.
We almost had a TV show.
Almost.
So close. We were on the cusp of it.
We were very edge of the cusp.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we got out of the paranormal. We kind of laid back. Because if you get... I'm not trying to badmouth anybody, but if you're in the paranormal community, and there are so many people trying to do so many things and push so much stuff, and then this is a ghost, that's a ghost. I'm like, dude, chill out. That's, you know.
Yeah.
And I get it. Ghosts and stuff has not been scientifically explained.
Right.
Cool. You know, I've had my experiences.
Yeah.
And I've tried to debunk them. And every time I go to a paranormal investigation, I try to debunk every weird thing that happens to me. You know?
Exactly.
That's
what we did on a majority of them.
Yeah.
There's a weird noise. We're going to find that noise and see what the hell it is.
Like the one we did at the depot.
Uh-huh.
We just got locked in. We were just talking. We didn't even see anything
like 10
up.
Minutes in.
Yeah, slamming door.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And we figured out it was from the woman's bathroom stall.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in there alone.
Yeah.
It means it's not a huge, huge place, but it's a wide open place where no one's going to be in. If someone else is in there, we were going to see him.
We're going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were locked in.
Yep.
So.
Unexplained.
Yeah. So I'm not saying, oh, a fucking ghost did it. I'm like, well, we figured out it came from here. Exact same sound.
Yeah.
We're the only ones. Oh, child alert. Oh, oh, I'm going to go get that fucking gray Malibu. But, yeah. So that's kind of our little background. We're kind of, you know, we're not paranormal know-it-alls. We're interested in it. We enjoy it. But the paranormal community has been so diluted with...
So saturated.
Oh, my God. Yeah, saturated. Diluted. I don't know if I used the right word. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. We're not good with words.
Yeah, we're not good with words.
I couldn't say if anatomically earlier.
If I was good with words, I'd be a dictionary.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The source.
But, so, I mean, we still do it. We just don't put ourselves out there, and we're not going to tell you we're the best or this person's wrong or whatever. We just got in, saw, like, what it was dealing with. And don't get me wrong, met a lot of great people during it.
Oh, yeah. Met a lot of great people. There's so many cool people out there.
But, and then also met a lot of just whack jobs.
Randos.
Yeah, just randos, whack jobs. I mean...
Whackadoodles.
Yeah, whackadoodles from Time Suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to Time Suck with Dan Cummins, you should.
Oh, it's the greatest
probably podcast. My favorite podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But, that's what we just don't dabble in it as, or we don't project ourselves, we don't put ourselves out there. We're like, hey, look what we're doing.
Yeah,
you know, we still do it.
We still have all the toys.
Yeah,
the ghost hunting toys.
Yeah, we still talk about it.
Yeah,
we still answer questions, we still talk to people about it. We just don't, hey, let me show you on Facebook what I do today.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, yeah, if I capture compelling evidence of a ghost flipping me off and telling me to go fuck myself, yeah, guarantee I'm going to put that on
you
Facebook.
You will see that everywhere.
Or Twitter.
Yeah. Then we'd probably get a TV show then.
Yeah. And after listening to this, like, oh, they want to put a fucking video of Sasquatch with their dick on their head? We'd get a ghost hunting video on Vice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be fine with that, I think.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. So that's kind of our background with the paranormal and our interest in it. So we'll try to incorporate a little bit of paranormal into that as well. So... I found out a story, and it just kind of...
And I have not heard the story yet.
No. And it kind of ties in with what we've been talking about, just a little bit.
Okay.
And I didn't try to.
Okay.
That's what I found. Okay?
Okay.
So it says, Miami Herald, which is a newspaper.
Okay.
Or a news outlet, endorses candidate who says she was taken by space aliens.
Okay.
This is fucking true.
All
right. So she was running for Congress, and she was says, hey, you know what? I was taken by space aliens. She was abducted.
She's a political figure.
Yeah. And so she said she was abducted by Jesus-like aliens. And it happened when she was 27. It's a...
Like they wore robes and they had angel wings?
I think she just had... Yeah. Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. So she's a representative from Florida.
Florida.
Florida. And what she say? She's and they said she's an unusual candidate, but agreed that her comments about her close encounter aren't an issue in the race.
Okay.
And said that she was taken onto a ship at the age of 7 by blonde space people who resembled Christ.
Ooh, so they were Nazis.
And they have telepathically communicated off and on since then. Okay. She says, I went in. There were some round seats that were there, and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship. Not like airplanes. And she said the majority of Americans who believe that there must be an intelligent life in billions of planets and galaxies in the universe. So, yeah, she ran for it. She didn't get it, I don't think.
So, but
she was literally, she's like, hey, you know what? I was abducted by these Jesus people, Jesus aliens, when
she
I was
said
7.
These spacemen have kept up with her?
Yeah,
over
off
the
on
years?
Off.
Like
just
checking
in? In her mind.
Like, how's that run? How's your campaign going?
Yeah, no, they're just
not
like,
good. Bam! Here's some quartz crystals.
Yeah, she's at the grocery store shopping, and she's about to pick us bananas, and she's like, and then it goes, hey, you probably shouldn't get those. Those are gonna go too ripe in a couple of days. Thanks, Jesus alien.
Yeah, thanks.
Not a problem. You know. You know, she goes about to take a left turn. I wouldn't go down that way.
Wouldn't go that way.
Street lights are broken. It gets pretty rapey down there. Thanks, Jesus alien.
Thank you, blonde locked Jesus alien, yeah. ET guy.
Just kind of helps her along the way, you know, checking in.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your mom?
Yeah.
She's fine, thanks.
I mean, these are courteous aliens.
Yeah, they just check in.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
You know, like, hey, don't want you to take that abduction the wrong way.
Yeah.
We're still nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry about the probing.
Yeah.
It's standard procedure.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
We just got hooked up with some hypnotist down in Florida.
Yeah.
He showed us some things.
That's... We didn't know he's going to keep doing it.
Still in our thunder. Yeah.
But and then kind of going down that rabbit hole led me to be like, all right, let me research this a little bit more. And so I kind of looked into it a little bit more.
And you have to.
Well, fuck yeah. And so I started reading comments about it.
Oh, I can't imagine the comments that came out of it.
Right. So this one lady on a particular a website I was looking at, because I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Is this real? Because I didn't believe it. You know,
no.
Kind of. I mean, it's... in the day and age we live in now, like, fucking anything's possible.
Sure. Whatever, you know? Yeah.
So this lady commented, the one I came across was completely human except for his eyes, which were clearly reptilian. Eyes were covered by dark shades until day 3 of our on and off conversations. Never felt threatened in any way or any point. Felt comfortable from the beginning. Based on multiple descriptions, this being must be a hybrid and a man in black. He had the complete attire, black fedora, black suit, dressed in black, head to toe, for 3 days. People are not lying. Aliens are real, and they're already here. Many walking among us in broad daylight, hanging out through the crowds in the metropolitan... She missed out. Yeah. Big cities, like the one I live in. Fucking words.
Right.
Yeah. And this person was like, aliens are fallen angels. And they're demonic hybrids. I'm like, Jesus, fucking... You know, people are just getting wild.
Getting into it.
Oh, yeah, people are like... You know, and I thought people were going to like, call her crazy and shit. You know, that's what I mean. But no, I don't think she's crazy. I'm like, oh, well, that's wild. That's my first thing. Damn.
Yeah.
You know? She could be full of shit.
But no, they sympathized with her.
You know? Her parents... She could have been a fucking shithead kid. And her parents could have gave her, like, a lot of fucking Benadryl to shut her the fuck up to go to bed. And she's just... Yeah. You know?
A little NyQuil cocktail.
Jesus, aliens. Quartz crystals. What the fuck's going on?
It's just her meth head dad. Yeah. He's a blonde guy.
Yeah. Don't you tell your mom.
Yeah.
I won't. Florida, so you never know.
Yeah, it is Florida.
And then there was a fucking gator.
Yeah, they threw a gator at me.
And then he just beat the fuck out of Santa. No. But yeah, people were just talking like, oh, I believe her. Yeah, I see him too. So it was all, I mean, it was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many people will chime in on that with their own, you know, like their own stories, that the reptilian style alien, I guess.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was just fucking...
People are out there, man. I've never had any... UFO alien related
I don't think I have
instances happen. Instances.
Instances.
I cannot fucking talk.
Words, man.
Words today. But yeah.
I know one time, this is not an alien story.
Okay.
This is when I got fucking scared. I thought it was an alien school when I was a kid. I had a dog and I took him outside. I don't know how old I was. Let's just go with 8. And took my dog outside. Clear sky. And a shooting star.
Okay.
First time I've ever seen a shooting star. I fucking bolted.
Did it make that noise?
No, that sound like I made in my head when I fucking when I just ran. Left my fucking dog outside. I was like, fuck that dog.
Yeah.
Aliens can have him.
Let's get a new dog.
Yeah. So I fucking, that's one. But you know, I've tried looking in okay, when I say tried looking in fucking, but the sky at night for sure. Aliens, it's a 2-minute time period. I'm like, ah, there anything out there? It's like I fucking stood all night after, like,
Yeah, you're like, well, fuck this. I could be doing other shit right now.
But you know what I always thought? I watch these documentaries or shows about aliens and stuff. Uh-huh. And the people are like, yeah, I knew too much. I started learning too much. I knew too much about it. Had the right information. And Men in Black showed up. And they told me to keep my mouth shut. Or bad things were happening. You know? Things like that. And I'm kind of like, you know what? That's the fucking point I want to get to.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't. I need to know what's out there.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be so cool if someone just fucking gave me a little bit of information, like, you know what? You know, blah, 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 here's this shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Ben and Black found out, like, fuck.
Damn it.
Now I gotta go talk to him.
Yeah.
It's like one day I'm just like mowing the yard and these dudes show up in, like, Cadillacs or I think they drive Lincolns is what they say.
Uh-huh.
They show up, like, fuck yes.
You're like, this is it.
This is it. And they just show up and they're like, dude, they're like, hey, are you Mr. Innsbruck? I'm like, oh, oh. Yeah. Mr. Corndog, I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, what's up? I'm like, you know too much. I'm like, oh, I don't know enough. I'm like, no, yeah. You know too much. You shut your mouth. And I'm like, all right. I guess I will be quiet then.
I can't say a thing.
Like, if you do, we'll come back and kill you, your cats, your dog, and your children and wife. I'm like, fuck, man, for real?
Yeah.
They're like, we tell that to everybody. Just fuck around and find out. And I'm like, okay, so I can't tell anybody that you visited.
Yeah.
Or that I know what I know.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
But can I comment on YouTube about it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do you have one of those flasher things that you could just tell me?
Brain?
Yeah. He's like, no, this is not a movie.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell it. So that's the point I want to be at. Like, we're at the minimum. I don't want to spend my fucking life researching UFOs.
No. You just want that confirmation.
You know what I want to do? I got a badass laser pointer.
Yeah.
And I want to go out in the woods in a clearing and just drink a bunch of Busch Light.
Yeah.
And then, like, make weird figures in the sky with my laser pointer and then see if, like, something flashes back. Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah. Or, like, they send you back a little Morse code signal and you're like, shit.
Nano, nano. Like, all right, cool, bet. You know? Or if they show up, I'm like, oh, fuck. No. Whatever I said, I didn't mean.
Yeah.
You know? Well, now you're getting your butt probed. Fuck. I mean, are you keeping me or do I get to come back home?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go back home. I'm going to play around your ass for a little bit.
Yeah, I got to get in there.
And I'm like, why? I'm like, well, you people fucking think that's what we do.
Yeah.
So now we're just going to fucking do it for fun, for shits and gigs.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so you really don't, there's no scientific reason for you playing my butt? And the alien's like, no.
No.
None whatsoever.
That's the character you've given us.
We don't even want to fucking be here.
We're going to get in
that. We're just driving by. You flagged us fucking down.
Yeah.
You dickheads keep coming out here fucking with us, you know, doing shit, wondering what they're doing up there. You know what? And then, oh, one guy was like, oh, he played my ass.
Yeah.
So now guess what? Guess what? Now we're going to fucking play in your ass.
We're going to play in your asshole.
So that's what we're fucking going to do. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'll be cool if you want to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
How about you don't fucking play my asshole? And like, can you take a selfie of me? Pretending to drive your fucking spaceship or some shit?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Or, like, give me some of your technology?
You know, we'll be friends.
Yeah.
You can fucking telepathically communicate to me on and off, like the fucking representative down in Florida.
For Congress.
Like, he's like, do I look like Jesus to you? I'm like, no, you're like the fucking gray guys on TV.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't fucking do that. We play in your asshole. I'm like, but do you want to play in my asshole? And he's like, no.
We don't want to.
You forced our fucking hand. I was like, I didn't. He's like, you're people. I'm like, oh, you're people. We don't fucking do that
you
shit.
You mean you're people.
Yeah. So we get this heated debate. I'm like, you know. But end of the story is like, I'm going to, just because I fucking got drunk and flashed my laser pointer and I get my fucking butthole played with by a fucking alien.
You at least hypnotize me first.
But you know what? If anybody's going to play with my butthole, I guess I'd rather be an alien.
Yeah.
I would much rather not be fucking driving down the road and then fucking get flagged over by a guy that has a flat tire. I'm like, hey, can you help me? I'm like, sure can. And then he plays my butthole.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a weird flat tire helping. Yeah. Like, you know.
We'll never drive down that road again.
No.
Now, I do want to... So, the people that comment and say aliens are among us, right? So, there is this dude out there. Like, there was a History Channel thing or something. It's like people that have, like, you know, obscure conditions. You know, like this one dude, like, he puts like a pop can on his skin,
mm-hmm.
and his, like, it stays there. Like, his skin, like, sucks things in. It's a true story. And, he went, you know, to the doctor or whatever, and they took blood samples and stuff. He does not have, his blood does not match anything to what could be compared to a human.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. He was on, like, he's been on radio shows and stuff like that.
Can he make babies?
Huh?
Can he make babies, you think?
Well,
if he doesn't have the same blood.
On the radio show mm-hmm. that, you know, they were talking to him about it, they asked him, what's it like trying to get intimate with a woman? Because, like, if you touch his arm, like, your hand, like, gets stuck to him. Like,
oh, anything gets stuck to it.
Yeah. And he says, yeah, it's hard to make love to women because they get stuck to him. It's an actual thing. Look it up.
I think I will fucking look it up.
I'm going to. Might be on the next episode. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you come back, we're going to talk about the guy that gets stuck to anything and how he tries to have sex because he might be an alien.
Yeah. But he does, like, he'll go to a party, like, to a bar, and someone will stick, like, a full bottle of, you know, vodka on him, and it'll just stick there. It's so weird.
That's
so maybe
weird.
Aliens do live among us.
I bet they do.
I'm sure they do.
I think they're fucking here, but they do.
Yeah.
What really pissed me off is if, like, aliens do live among us and they have no idea that they're aliens or just, like, people.
Yeah.
Like, I could be an alien right now. I have no fucking idea.
Like, you're in the Matrix.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, do I have powers?
You just try random shit. Like, can I move that lamp over there with my hand?
Yeah.
Nope.
And, like, one day the mothership comes in and is like, yeah, you're an alien. I'm like, oh, fuck, for real?
Damn,
what's
really?
My powers? Like, your powers, you can finger people's assholes. That's what we do. My God, for real?
I've not been utilizing that power at all.
Yeah. I was like, you should have. You're really good at it.
Yeah.
It's in your genes.
You're known for it on our planet. Yeah. You're the asshole guy.
Yeah, me? your whole kind. You guys just...
You excel in it.
Like, that's your thing. That's what you guys do. Fuck.
I've known this whole time.
Yeah. The same with me. Like, I've kind of... I was always about ghosts. I've had my own experiences with the paranormal. I kind of want to know it more and stuff, but then kind of got diluted with everybody being so many ghost hunters and ghost investigators, and we just talked about, you know, blah, blah. I've kind of steered away from it. I'm still interested in it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Really fucking cool. I mean, okay, when you go on a fucking ghost hunt, you hear like a bump in the night or whatever.
Yeah.
Chances are you hardly ever have a crazy encounter. So why not just transpose that like to a Bigfoot or UFO thing?
Yeah.
Because like my grandpa's land used to be an old town back in the day, and it has an old tale of could be haunted.
Yeah.
Also, along the river, along everything else, it's in the opening, so we could do like a ghost, Bigfoot, UFO hunt.
Damn. Where we the just, trifecta.
Yeah, we're just like, just drunkenly walking along the river, looking for Bigfoot, hitting sticks along against trees, making noises, you know, while also trying to... Talk to ghosts.
Shooting laser pointers in the sky.
Laser pointers in the sky.
Yeah.
Drawing dick pics with laser pointers.
Got our EMF detector out.
Yeah. And what happened, like, one day, like, just a fucking bright light shines down on us, and then, like, Bigfoot walks out of the woods, and he just looks at us like, oh, fuck, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then, like, a demon shows up, like the devil. I'm like, oh, what the fuck's happening?
Wait a minute.
All at once. You asked for it. Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah, we did instigate this. So.
I mean, at this point, can I say sorry and you guys just get the fuck away? Like, yeah. I mean, how do I back out of this situation?
Do you think the alien would be like, look at Bigfoot's dick?
Like, look at it.
Like, it's all hairy.
Like, you don't even hear him? He's in your head?
Yeah, he's telepathically telling you.
I'm like, Mr. Pickles, did you just hear someone tell you in your mind, look at Bigfoot's dick? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, there's see it too?
There's a voice in my head telling me, look at Bigfoot's dick. And he's just in there just kind of like, pelvic thrusting. I'm like, oh my God. And then it's nothing like I would even imagine.
And then the demon, like, possesses Corn Dog and, like, go over there and touch that dick.
Oh my God. I can't control my hand. What's happening?
I'm possessed trying to touch Bigfoot's dick.
And then Alien's like, go on her fingers, asshole.
Like, no. No. Why is that a thing?
What's happening? Why am I here?
Poor Bigfoot's just taking the whole brunt of everything.
He's like, you know what? I woke up. I was just kind of taking a shit. I'm just looking for a snack. And I stumbled upon you fucking assholes.
I feel attacked.
Yeah.
Like, people trying to look at my dick, trying to grab my dick.
There's this fucking spaceship here.
Figure my asshole.
What the fuck? Have you guys ever figured out? I'm just trying to live in a reclusive life. Yeah. Not fuck with anybody. Yeah. I'm going to be left the fuck alone.
There's a reason I'm out here by myself.
Yeah. And now you guys are here.
You two dicks with ice cold bush lights. Yeah. Summoning everybody.
Yeah. I don't know what fucking magic word you did. I don't know either.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show. I mean, basically, I mean, you either liked it or you didn't, or maybe you're scared, or maybe you're going to think we need to go see seek professional help. I don't know.
Hopefully you know, I guess, affiliate with our dark humor.
Yeah, I guess. I hope so. Fuck. Jeez Louise.
It's only going to get darker.
It's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
Garen, goddamn you that. But yeah, that's our show. So
that's it.
That's kind of the gist of it, what you can expect from now on.
Yep.
And I hope you like it.
Please share it with your friends.
Just share it.
Yeah.
You know what?
Get it out there.
And you know what? We're on Twitter. So if you want to go on Twitter, it's @PickledCornDog. Just look @PickledCornDog. And if you want to email us,
you want to share some stories?
Share some stories.
Maybe you have stuff in the paranormal.
Yeah, tell us that dick. We did a good job or didn't do a good job or whatever. It's corndogandmrpickles@gmail.com.
You can find that on our Twitter too.
Yeah, just email us.
Yeah.
Let us know how it goes.
Exactly.
And
we want feedback.
Yeah, we want feedback. So we'll drop this tonight. Tonight is the 3rd. I'm going to drop it tonight. Hopefully if it takes. I mean, we'll see if it goes.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you next week.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.